Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is In the Middle of the Spelling Quiz by Mark Melnikov. Sometimes Times, a pairing of Mark Melnikov's poems with artist Terry Winter's prints, was published in 2017 by Two Palms Press. He has just finished another poet-artist collaboration with Abby Shawn and her paintings of ghosts. He teaches English and creative writing at Falmouth High School. He writes, "Sometimes it takes a while to make sense of events and memories of them. If the 11-year-old I was at the time of JFK's assassination had written a poem about it soon after, it would have been filled with more facts than this one, but not been as precise. Over 50 years later, I have distilled and brought to a coherence what has remained unforgettable and salient from my experience of that catastrophe. In my version, national waves of fear and grief intersect with a local tragedy." In the Middle of the Spelling Quiz by Mark Melnikov. In the middle of the spelling quiz, JFK died. The announcement by our principal, an old man who could barely stand anymore, came over the intercom. The word we were struggling with was formation. The next would have been cracked. Just like that, Mr. West, our teacher, retreated to his desk and told us to gather up our things and report to the gym to wait for dismissal. We formed unsteady clusters on the bleachers. One surrounded Ricardo Castro, an emaciated kid new to the school who had come from someplace south. He was not athletic, nor did he do his homework, and suddenly his last name became ominous. A few boys taunted him, saying his uncle had shot JFK. In all of America, this was probably one of the first conspiracy theories to emerge after the assassination. For a moment, Ricardo, edging away, seemed to believe the accusation, but there was no safety zone. In the principal's office, the administration was fielding phone calls from distraught parents, assuring them their sons and daughters were okay. If rifles or knives had been allowed in school, some crazed classmate might have gone after Ricardo. Luckily, buses arrived, and we were herded outside, where Ricardo disappeared onto one not mine. I saw him looking out a back window as it drove off, his eyes counting the miles until he would be free. After the 4 days of national mourning, when I understood for the first time that despite the eternal flame, none of us were immortal, Ricardo Castro did not return to school, and no one asked where he had gone. That was In the Middle of the Spelling Quiz by Mark Melnikov. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Roddy Nickpour. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.